Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Whether as a one-on-one marketing advisor, revamping your brand identity, or enlisting in his virtual administrative assistants, Corey Disson will have your back to develop a pragmatic and personalized fight plan to organize your time, get you out of your own way, and 10 times your life and career. He is the author of Going the Distance. And Mr. Disson, thanks for joining us here today.
Eric, my friend, thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Hey, you're more than welcome. Thanks for your time and certainly looking forward to hearing from you today. So let's get right into it. Your book, Going the Distance, has a unique structure. Can you tell us a little bit about that as we kick things off today?
Well, I mean, the first thing you need to know is I've always had a connection and an affinity for the sweet science. First of all, as a fan, I mean, I grew up in the late 70s and early 80s, so I got to watch everybody from, you know, Ali, Frazier, Mike Tyson, Holyfield, yada, yada. But, you know, in addition to being a fan, in my previous life running a national production studio for TV and radio commercials, we happened to work with a lot of the promotional companies doing spots for big fights. So I got a chance to, you know, rub shoulders with the folks that were putting fights together for Tyson, for Lennox Lewis, for Evander, for Oscar De La Hoya. And I got to go to a lot of these fights, which was, you know, it's like a huge dopamine rush for a boxing addict to begin with. And, you know, I trained as a boxer. I had one time worked with a former heavyweight champion of the world, Tim Witherspoon, you know, sparred with his son. I had a business at one point where I was training soccer moms how to do the basics of boxing called Boxercise. So all that being said, I wanted to think of a way when I put my book out that boxing was the common thread, and to give it a unique approach where instead of a preface, we have the undercard. Instead of chapters, we have rounds. Instead of contents, we have the fight. And we have things like the scorecard and ringside acknowledgments at the end, just to give it a little cool, unique flavor.
Well, you certainly got to love it, and I'd say it is definitely unique for sure. And, you know, you say that boxing is a great metaphor for life. I'd have to agree with you on that. Get into how that is.
Well, when you stop and think about it, you know, professional fighters have to, number one, spend endless hours in preparation. They may only fight for, you know, 10 or 12 3-minute rounds. You know, but they have to train for days, weeks, and months leading up to that. So if you want to be successful in life, you got to be prepared. You got to put the work in. And you also have to take exceptional care of your body and your mind, you know, to be successful in life. You can't be eating Cheetos and drinking Budweiser, you know, 7 days a week. You got to put good stuff in you, and you got to be in motion so that you're physically and mentally strong. And you want to get anywhere in life, you got to take initiative. You got to go on the offensive. No one's going to come out there and meet you halfway. So you have to actually throw punches in order to score points in life. And at the same token, when punches are thrown at you, because no one has a smooth road, there's always some obstacle or some drama or, you know, something you have to deal with. You got to learn to defend yourself when you get attacked, and you got to deal with getting knocked down. I can't tell you how many times I've been knocked down, but you got to dust yourself off and get back up. And you got to recover from a loss. So many people, you know, just curl up in the fetal position if they don't get their way or somebody tells them no. And in the real world, you can't do that. You got to get up. You got to go toe to toe and keep going.
Well, I have no doubt you have jazzed up and motivated folks tuning in today, even myself. I love the metaphors here. How can your book help business owners or anyone who's trying to up their game in business?
Well, I mean, look, the first thing you have to understand, and the big point that I'm trying to make in this book, is I'm a regular guy trying to do irregular things. And if I can do it, you can do it. You know, I didn't take some magical course. You know, there wasn't some easy button that showed up, you know, from Amazon on my doorstep. You know, I just chose to do things differently. And the other thing you have to understand is that there's no, I talked about the easy button. You just have to take some very basic foundational principles and put them in action. Take action. Do simple, basic things ridiculously well for a sustained period of time. That's a lot of what the book talks about. You know, I happen to have, I'm very lucky to have sort of a Forrest Gump-like adventure in my life. But it's not because I was rich or famous. It's because I took advantage of the opportunities as I bumped into them. And it's amazing how all of the people and the experiences, you know, people that I met and the experiences that I've had intertwined and created some compound interest. So the point I'm making is that don't overcomplicate it. The things you have to do to be successful in life, it's not as fancy as you think. It's really plain. It's very boring. You just have to be committed to doing that.
Yeah, that commitment piece is a very, very important factor for sure. Today, we're joined by Corey Disson, your business bodyguard and the author of Going the Distance here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, you and your wife made a big change in your life back in 2020. Can you talk a little bit about that and what was that all about? And you found the confidence actually to change your life during that time. What lessons are there for others to learn from what you went through back in 2020?
Well, you know, in 2020, obviously, you know, in the spring of 2020, we had COVID, but I want to be clear that that was not what made me pivot to do something extraordinarily different. As it got to 2020, it was very coincidental that COVID happened in 2020. But leading up to 2020, you have to understand there were two things happening at the same time that converged. And number one is that after working for 27 years at the same company, starting from sort of less than an intern to being the vice president, I probably reached the precipice there. I was feeling very unfulfilled. And, you know, I was making a great living. You know, we had all of the material things, you know, folks could want. But to wake up and do that same task every day, it just wasn't cutting it. So I had that brewing in the background leading up to 2020. And then at the same time, I'm blessed in that my youngest son, Jordan, at the time, was a high school senior, but he was a highly touted Division I baseball recruit at the time. And his trajectory to play baseball, not only in college, but quite possibly the pros, that was starting to come to a head. You know, he had an opportunity to be drafted out of high school, which he made the decision to go to school instead. But we had both of these things going at once. And I said, you know, you only go around this big blue marble, you know, once, right? And I didn't want to wait any longer to pursue something called QTL. QTL is quality time left. I was in my late 40s. And I said, I hadn't missed a ball game for my son since he was in diapers. And I wasn't about to let a little geography spoil that when he was in college and beyond. And because I saw that coming when he was in high school, back in 2018-ish, I started to put together this personal brand for me. Go get it. We talk a lot about go get it. I started to do some consulting on the side, and I started to build up my entrepreneurial venture, knowing that by the spring of 2020, I was going to exit stage left. I was going to call Yahtzee, and I was going to do things my way with my life. And as it happened, okay, sure. My son played Division I baseball in his freshman year, and it didn't quite go the way he wanted it to. But yet he was still, you know, a highly touted athlete. And through some of my relationships, he had an opportunity to play baseball on the West Coast. So imagine this. In the spring of 2020, I sold my home, my four-bedroom home, got rid of two cars, you know, cut the cord in Pennsylvania where I had lived, for, 25 some odd years. And we packed up and moved to Southern Virginia for him to go play baseball that freshman year. And then a year later, we did it again, and we drove cross country 3,000 miles to Mission Viejo, California, where he had an opportunity to play junior college baseball. And we were going to do whatever we could to help him further his journey, his baseball journey. And because I had this entrepreneurial adventure going that I didn't have to be tied down to a zip code or a brick and mortar office, we were all able to come out here. I was able to earn enough to keep the refrigerator full and the rent paid. And at the same time, my son blew it up his sophomore year and he got drafted by the Philadelphia Phillies and is currently in Class A minor league baseball right now in Florida. But that wouldn't have happened had we not made those series of decisions to go out there and help him chase his dream and at the same time provide quality time left for my wife and I.
Well, first of all, a big baseball fan here, so I know what you went through and all the decisions that you did make were huge sacrifices, and I know it was a lot of work, but I have no doubt that you have motivated quite a few folks tuning in with that story. That is just phenomenal. And congratulations on your son making it to A-ball. That is fantastic, no doubt there. Now, listen here. With all the stress facing people today, it's coming at us from front, center, sideways, whatever. What are your top three keys to overcoming barriers and living the life that you want?
Well, I mean, it's so hard to boil that down to three things, but I'll do the best I can. The first thing I'll tell you is, and I kind of mentioned this earlier in the interview, is you have to do small things amazingly well. I like to tell anyone who will listen, you need to rinse and repeat relentlessly. It literally, you could take the most mundane daily task, but if you're able to create a pattern of accomplishment, meaning making your bed every morning, washing the dishes, folding the laundry, taking a walk, eating a healthy meal, journaling, writing down your goals. If you're able, a lot of people, you know, come out of the gates, oh yes, I wrote a journal for 3 days, or I ate healthy for 2 days in a row. Don't come to me with that. Do it for 2 weeks, 2 months, 2 years. Commit to doing those small things amazingly well for a sustained period of time. That's the first thing I would tell you. The other thing is, which is a big one, that I talk about all the time with the people that I work with, is you need to embrace imperfection. So many people get stalled in the starting blocks because they are either A, waiting for the perfect time, which never happens. The planets are not going to align, I think, till 26, 47 or something. So if you want to wait around till then, you might be stuck. But my point is get out there, do it. I have a friend of mine, a colleague, her name is Wendy Maynard, and she says, build the airplane as you fly it. Get out there and do it. And also, your craft, your skill, your area of expertise, the more people I talk to, the people that I wind up helping the most, it's a common refrain. I want to be the best at what I do. Now, I'm going to defy convention and say, don't get involved in that. Don't worry about being the best. Yes, you have to be competent. You have to be good at what you do, but best is subjective. And because so many people are trying to be perfect, they're forever taking another course or this continuing education, or they're continually trying to futz with their engine. They're not out there selling. They're not out there making new contacts and networking and worrying about what is the most important, which is having people believe you're good. If they believe you're good and they know you and they like you and they trust you, they will buy from you. I am not the best coach, life coach, business coach, marketing coach on the planet. I don't know every single thing about marketing. That might seem counterintuitive considering I'm trying to get business off of this venture. But I tell you what, ain't nobody going to outwork me as far as pressing the flesh, shaking hands, kissing babies, meeting people, And people will gravitate towards people they want to be around. If they know you, if they like you, and they trust you, they will open up their wallet and they will pay you. So that embrace that imperfection. It's never the right time, and you're never going to be perfect at what you do, and that's okay. And the last thing is, you know, use the best tool, and I'm going to, for all of your listeners, the best tool to be successful is about 10 cents, doesn't require batteries. It's called a pen. If you can embrace the power of the pen and write things down, I'm going to do this, 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 and this in this specific order, you are creating a contract with yourself every day. Because when you look at that piece of paper and you see that list and you knock out that task or whatever that is and you cross it out, you get that sense of accomplishment. And you can create some momentum with that. You cross out two things, three things, four things. That, you know, it creates confidence. Look at what I did today. And there are a lot of folks trying to be on Jeopardy and impress everybody with their memory, and they don't know how to manage their time because they don't write things down. But if you write things down, you cross them off. We talked about pattern of accomplishment. That's the way to go.
Well, Mr. Disson, we want to thank you for your time here today. I have no doubt that you've inspired and motivated quite a few folks tuning in today. And if listeners wanted to get in touch with you and or to pick up the book, Going the Distance, so where would folks go to get more information?
Well, I hope everybody would start by buying the book, Going the Distance, 10 Rounds to a Championship Life and Career. You can basically go to CoreyDisson.com/book, or you can go to CoreyDisson.com. It's right there on the homepage. The book is available on Amazon as well. But that's where I tell everybody to start. Otherwise, if people want to reach out to me on social media, I kind of have some fun on social there too, so I can be connected with on LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter as well.
Well, you certainly got the bases covered, and no pun intended there. And of course, we'll also leave all links within the show notes of this broadcast. Mr. Disson, all the best, and thanks for being with us here today on EPN.
Eric, you're a champ. Go get it, and I appreciate all the opportunity to chat with you today.
And you're more than welcome anytime. Again, we've been speaking with Corey Disson, your business bodyguard and the author of Going the Distance. And once again, for all the details, visit CoreyDisson.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.